Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I am Isabel, your one and only host. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to everyone listening. This podcast is about the life of a little brown lady, a Filipina who loves to take people on her expedition that is life. From her high school experience, to sports, to culture, to family, and to many more. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go!
Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. And of course, today I have another guest. Her name is Alisa Eunice Sagum. She is a former OFW turned certified social media strategist who reached her goal of a six-digit income and quit her 9-to-5 office job in just 2 months after starting her freelancing journey. Let's welcome Ms. Alisa. Hello.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and for inviting me here in our podcast.
Sure. Before we start, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Yes. So my name is Alisa, and right now I'm a full-time social media manager and also a mentor for other Filipino freelancers who want to like elevate their business and start learning how to land high-paying clients. And just a little backstory, before I, you know, became a full-time social media manager, like what you mentioned, I used to work in Dubai, so I was an OFW. And my work there was, you know, an HR and admin assistant. So that was back in 2017 up to 2019. So there came a point where I'm just really tired because being an OFW, it's really challenging, like working in a different country and you don't know like anyone, you don't have any friends. My husband was also there, but it's different. He was just my fiancé at that time. So yeah, then I saw a post about becoming a social media manager. So it's actually a course from this huge Filipina community. And that's where I enrolled. That was June 2019. And yes, the rest is history.
Wow, that's amazing. So was it really your plan to become a social media manager, or you just got really interested when you saw that post?
It was not in my plan at all, but I'm interested, like before I do blog and then I do like freelance writing, but that was when I was still in high school. So the popular platforms back then was just, you know, Blogger or Blogspot and then Tumblr. So it was not in my plan at all. I just saw that post and yeah. That's how I became a social media manager.
So that was quite a ride for you. So you didn't really have a lot or enough knowledge on becoming a social media manager. So you entered there without knowing anything?
Yes. I don't have any background about being a social media manager or freelancing, but I'm just really tired of working a 9-to-5 job. So, and then I asked my fiancé that time, so my husband now, if I should go for it. And he was really supportive because he knew that time that I don't want to work in an office job anymore.
Yeah, I think if you just really are passionate enough, then you'll be successful like you are right now. Honestly, I'm also a social media manager intern. I'm just an intern. Yeah. I have 2 internships right now. But then I believe like my job is just very simple compared to yours. I do scheduling of posts. What else do I do? I manage the social media. And yeah, when I got into it also, I got super interested, and yeah, it was amazing. So how is it like being a social media manager? Can you talk me through your journey, like how you started and what you're doing right now?
Yeah, sure. So sometimes people think that when you're working online, it's quite easy, but in reality, it's not, because, you know, in order to become an effective social media manager, you really need both. Like, you have to be creative and at the same time analytical, because you have to make sure that the content of your clients is always on brand and tells a, like, you know, a consistent story that their audience can relate to. Like, there are a lot of things under the social media manager umbrella. Like, you have to think about the content. You know, content marketing is really a huge thing when it comes to, you know, keeping their audience hooked, engaged, and staying for more. And that's the creative side. So when it comes to analytical, it means that, you know, we always have to keep track and understand, like, the metrics of different social media accounts that we are handling, so that we know when's the best time to post, what type of content that our audience like or our clients' audience like.
Yeah, I super agree. Like, when you hear the word social media manager, it's like people will assume you just manage Instagram or Facebook account. But then there's really something into it. Like, there's numbers into it. When you look at the insights, the analytics, then you need your brain also, because you have to think of creative ideas para you get to sustain that kind of audience, diba?
That's so true.
Yes. And I'm still learning since, yeah, I'm just an intern. And actually, when I entered that internship, I thought, that's what I thought. I just manage Instagram accounts. I post. But then it's so different. It's, I had to look at the insights, the analytics, the number side of being a social media manager. Yes. It's really different, right? Mm-hmm. So, transitioning, can you tell me some advantages and disadvantages of your work?
There are a lot of advantages, actually, because, you know, like, in today's time, the power of social media is huge, as you're able to connect with different people in the world and actually get clients, even, you know, if we're just working from home or if we're working from anywhere, and start a business. So my career as a social media manager has paved the way for me. Like, before, when, you know, when there's no pandemic yet, like, I'm able to travel whenever I want while still earning, and it has helped me in meeting new people like you, like being in a community and then, like, teaching other Filipino freelancers how to start. And it has, you know, allowed me to fulfill my passion of being in the marketing side and being part of, you know, a business, like being your own boss and being able to, like, inspire other people that it is possible. Like, that the 9-to-5 job, if it's not for you, then you just have to go for your passion and just go for it.
Can you say that social media manager is your passion?
Yes. I realized that it's my passion because even though I get tired, like, I'm still excited to wake up every day. You know?
I think that's how you can tell that talaga. Go ahead.
Yeah. Unlike before, when I was working in Dubai, like, people think that, like, I'm so blessed because I was able to work in a different country, but it's not the same. Like, just waking up, I already tell myself that I hope it's already 5 p.m. so I can go back home.
Right. That is so true. Like, if you're just doing it for the sake of it, then you should stop. If it's not making you happy, then you should stop. And I believe social media manager is your right path. So, yeah, that's amazing. So you said a while ago that social media is toxic and there's just a lot of negativity around it. So how do you deal with bashers or people who surround you with all these negativity? How do you deal with it?
As for my client's account, because sometimes there are trolls, you know, commenting. Yeah. So we just delete and ignore it, especially if it's not really a legit like a comment or a feedback from a customer. So, but in my side, in my personal side, thank God, I haven't received any like negative things from the people that I met online. So I think the lesson there is you really have to surround yourself with like-minded people, or even people that are, you know, you don't have the same interests, but know how to respect someone. Because, you know, just like in social media, you really have to think twice about what you're going to say, what you're going to post. If you're not going to say that, you know, phrase or that word to someone in real life, then most likely you should not tell that to someone even in online.
Right. That's correct. That's true. So moving forward, can you tell me, since I know social media, being a social media manager, it's a bit busy. There's a lot of things to do. How do you prioritize your schedule? Do you have like a daily schedule, a planner, or anything?
I'm not a planner, so I don't like have a to-do list. So my day is actually like, it's free flowing. I don't have like a set, like I will work at around this time. So sometimes I work in the afternoon or in the evening, but I don't work in the morning. Before, when I was working in an office, you know, like a corporate job, I thought I was a morning person, but now I realized when I started as in the freelancing industry, I realized that I'm not. So I just, before I only woke up every day in the morning because I have to, but now this is early for me. I usually wake up around like 11:30 or 12. Oh. Yeah, it's late. So yeah. It's pretty late in the afternoon. It's noon already. So as a social media manager, my schedule is usually like I wake up at around 11:12, and then I do what I like. I do Netflix. I check my personal social media accounts, and then in the afternoon, I spend like 3 to 4 hours a day. So an average of that when working. So I think what really helped me, like, you know, to only work like a certain amount of time every day is to outsource. You know, there are tasks that I outsource it to other people, and mostly there are my, you know, close friends, my church mates, or my friends who want to become a freelancer as well. So I teach them, I give them some tasks so that they can also earn. Since this pandemic has been really challenging almost for everyone.
Right. And since you're on social media like almost all the time, how has social media affected your life?
Social media, since, you know, I've been exposed to social media or the internet world, I was young because my uncle and my aunts taught me how to, you know, how to use the internet when I was 10 years old. I'm not sure how young you are. I think you're pretty young. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you're young. So back then, that I'm not sure what year, but I was 10 years old that time. So the first platform that I've learned is called MIRC. So it's like another Yahoo Messenger. So I think being exposed when I was young, like it's not new to me anymore. Like I've learned how to control myself. Like I should not spend more than 3 hours, you know, just mindlessly scrolling through these social media apps. But now I think the app that I've spent the most in is TikTok, because I just love watching the funny, like the funny videos.
You just keep scrolling, but it doesn't stop, right? That's so true. I think my highest screen time also is TikTok.
Yeah.
Since you've been in this industry for quite a long time, what can you say is the most important characteristic a social media manager must have?
I think for me, there are a lot of things that, you know, a social media manager, but number one, I think it's more on the attitude. because all skills, you know, all skills can be learned, but you really have to have that confident attitude. And because you have to believe in yourself first before, you know, before your client will trust in your work and you do that, you know, you can really help them elevate their business and grow their social media accounts. So being a freelancer, it's not easy. There, you know, maybe there are a lot of struggles, not just financially. Like, you have, you know, you can't start being a freelancer without your own laptop, without, you know, without your own desktop or any of these tools. And you also have to learn how to talk to your clients, how to create a portfolio, your resume, your cover letter. So I think it's so important that you have this strong mentality that you won't give up even if there are a lot of struggles, because you will encounter a lot of it, not just, you know, not just in the freelancing, but even in your day-to-day life or in your corporate job. So aside from the skills, it's so important to have like a strong or confident mindset.
Right, I totally agree as well. Do you see yourself doing the same thing in like the next 5 years, 10 years, still doing social media management?
Honestly, no. I don't see myself doing this for a long time, but only because aside from freelancing, I have, you know, different sources of income. Like, I don't spend just my time doing this. So my husband and I also have investments. Like, we are renting condo units to other people, and then we also bought some land. So, and we also do like forex trading. So hopefully in 5 years I won't be doing this anymore, but I'll definitely continue being a mentor. Because I'm a mentor right now in the freelance school. So I see myself still doing that. But as a social media manager, honestly, no. I think this is just something that I love to do today. But, you know, like what I've mentioned, it can really be toxic using social media. Like, I can't stop checking my accounts only because that's my work. And I have to, you know, it's required for me to open.
Right. Actually, a few weeks ago, I was just so drained. And then I wanted to take a social media break. But then I couldn't. I couldn't, even though I wanted, because that's my job. I'm an intern. And as an intern, I have to go to social media. So, yeah, it's really hard talaga to stay mentally healthy. And can you tell me, what did you learn from being a social media manager, the greatest reflection, the greatest learning you learned?
I think as a social media manager, that the greatest lesson that I've learned, or I realize, is that no matter if you don't have, you know, like me, you don't have any experience, but you want to start as a social media manager, is that you just have to go for it, because there is no such thing as the perfect timing or the perfect time. And there are, you know, no matter where you are right now in your business journey or in your freelancing journey, you really just have to accept and know that success is in your hands, and you have the power to make your goals or your dreams come true. And you know, being in this industry, I've learned that you really have to know your worth, because I'm sure you're a member of other freelancing groups, and it always breaks my heart when I see this, you know, low-balling clients. Like, some freelancers are accepting $2 per hour, $1.5 per hour, and it's really, really wrong. I have a strong passion, and I always advocate for Filipino freelancers that they should be confident in their skills, and they should not just settle, you know, in this amount, because, you know, we are we are giving quality work. We are using the same tools from the freelancers, from other freelancers outside the Philippines.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Because if you're a freelancer, parang you think of yourself like, am I good enough? Is the amount that I am costing enough? Is it fair? Diba? Yeah, so yeah, there's a lot of freelancers who think like that. Talaga. So, what is your favorite thing in your work?
My favorite thing in my work is that I think being just able to help my clients, you know, whenever they get new customers and whenever they get new clients, they get a positive feedback. It just, I feel happy knowing that I'm part of their success. And whenever I just noticed that international clients are really respectful and they're really appreciative of your work. Like when a post of them like get a lot of traction, you know, you'll get an email or a message that, hey Alyssa, this, you're doing such a great job, I appreciate you. You know, it's so different because I never experienced that from my managers when I was still working in the corporate world, you know, especially here in the Philippines.
Yeah, I think it's the compliments talaga that you get, the appreciation. And yeah, sometimes you don't get that in your corporate job. So it's nice talaga if you're freelancing or before we end, can you give us some advice on entering this social media manager world? For me, I'm still starting. I'm an intern and I don't know a lot. So can you give us advice and tips?
Sure. So for those who are just starting out, who are newbies in the freelancing, or you want to become a social media manager as well, as first is, do not wait for the right time. There will never be one. So if you are wanting to launch your, you know, online business as a social media manager, you just have to trust your guts and your skills and just go for it. Decide for yourself what you need, you know, in order to move forward with your plan, because there is no exact formula on how to do this, because all of us have different journey. So do not compare yourself with someone who is already on level 100, because all of us have a different situations as well. So don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that's where you will learn the most valuable lesson that can impact your freelancing journey or your business. And also make it easy for clients to find you. So if you don't have any experience, you know, previous experience before starting as a freelancer, then create a portfolio. If you don't have a website yet, you can create a social media account and use that as a portfolio. You can start a Facebook page, an Instagram account, or even a LinkedIn profile. So make sure that you'll never stop adding value. And, you know, don't be sleazy when it comes to using social media. Make sure that you build connections and, you know, cultivate this connection or relationship with other people, not just with prospects, but also with other freelancers, because it's so important to have a supportive community where other, you know, where other people can understand what you are going through. Because sometimes, diba, in real life, our friends, our family don't understand what we are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being part of a community, it's so important for me. Like, I get to meet other amazing freelancers like you, Isabel. Like, you know, without being part of Millions podcast videos, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be with you here.
Right. Thank you so much for that. And I super agree. You really need the support system, even if they're just strangers or they're just people you just met. It's really important that you have a community who share the same interest as you do. And then I really like what you said a while ago, that it's okay to fail, because like everyone, like I always say this, but everyone is in a process. So even if they're in what level 100, they're still learning, and it's okay for them to fail as well. So yeah, I really love that, and I'll carry that advice as I, you know, enter this social media manager world. And thank you so much. Do you have anything to promote? Your socials? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Isabel. Yeah, if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram. Just search for my name, Alyssa Sagum. And also on Facebook, I have my own community called Filipina Social Media Mavens. Mm-hmm. So if you're a freelancer, if you're a Filipina social media manager, feel free to join. And if you want to start, like, you know, enrolling in a course and really learn how to become a freelancer, I'm also part of the freelance school. You can search us on Facebook and Instagram. So feel free to send me a DM if you have any questions.
There you go. Thank you so much. I really had a great time talking to you, and I learned so much, especially we shared the same interest as yes. well. And I hope you guys learned a lot also. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Isabel. And thank you to all the listeners of the Filipina Journey.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, please rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. Follow this podcast on Spotify or wherever you're listening to get updated whenever I post a new episode. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help me sustain my future episodes. The link to support is on the podcast and episode description. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through Instagram at thefilipinajourney or at Isabella Cruz, my personal IG account. You can also send a voice message through Anchor, that is anchor.fm/IsabelVC/message. The link is also on the episode description. That will be it for today. Let's talk soon. Bye-bye.